Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Acknowledge, affirm, and appreciate. A meditation for Friday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy, of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Opening prayer. May your kindness, Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. Encountering Christ. 1. Acknowledge. It is said that every person has a desire to be acknowledged, affirmed, and appreciated. Although Jesus was aware of the Pharisees' hypocrisy, he acknowledged the authority of those who opposed him, reminding them that their authority was given by God. They did not acknowledge Jesus in return, although they had witnessed his healings and his power over demons. Instead, they preferred to live in willful ignorance and began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. 2. Affirm. To affirm means to maintain as true everything Jesus said and did. Pharisees and scholars of the law possessed deep knowledge of God and therefore had a great responsibility to acknowledge Jesus as God, yet they failed to do so. Instead of rebuking the Pharisees this time, Jesus warned, "Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees." Though Jesus, the Son of God, was neither acknowledged nor affirmed by those over whom he had true authority, he did not exercise his justice. He left the Pharisees to themselves. By rejecting grace in this life, one already judges oneself, receives according to one's work, and can even condemn oneself for all eternity by rejecting the spirit of love. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 679. 3. Appreciate. Jesus left God the Father and came to earth to save us from our sins. The only true response we should have is deep, profound appreciation for him. Jesus, who has total authority to judge us when we fail to acknowledge and affirm him, chooses instead to acknowledge and affirm us. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. In his mercy, he soberly cautioned that justice will have its day. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. And he warned us that our accuser will argue his case against us. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Our faith tells us that each of us will face a personal judgment at the moment of death. Thankfully, our Savior tells us not to be afraid. If, in this life, we acknowledge, affirm, and appreciate Jesus Christ, we can trust that, at the moment of our death, He will do the same for us. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge your authority, affirm your truth, and appreciate you as my all-loving Savior and King. I believe that I am worth more than many sparrows to you, and that you notice all I try to do for you. I would be afraid of death and judgment, except that you tell me not to be. So, instead, I choose to trust you. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will make frequent acts of charity and reparation for my sins, so that I will be better prepared for my personal judgment.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.